Valentina, you have an interesting story about how you came to the U.S. from Bulgaria. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about how you grew up.
Thank you, Cinta. I grew up in Bulgaria. It's called Plovdiv, but it was founded by Philip the Macedonian, who was the father of Alexander the Great, and the first name of the town of the city was Philippopolis, after Philip the Macedonian. It's a fascinating place because you can walk down the street and you can learn about architecture and architectural styles. You can see archaeological ruins and monuments. You can see there is a Greek amphitheater. There is an underground Roman Colosseum, which is very interesting place to grow up. You can also, there is a whole town, a whole part of the city is preserved, and it's called the Old Town, which is basically historical national architecture, traditional architecture from the Bulgarian Revival, and it's kind of located on three hills. And it's a preserved area, and you can see the old architecture and the craftsmanship of the old Bulgarian masters and builders.
So I understand that's how you became interested in architecture, isn't it? Growing up around all these wonderful old buildings.
Yes, I fell in love with architecture since I was a little girl, and I started dreaming to become an architect since fourth grade, and I started taking art classes because in Bulgaria, in communist Bulgaria, you cannot, the education was free, but you have to take exams. Basically, the education was free. It wasn't free because they were taking off of everything else, but anyway, so I had to take three exams in art, one exam in math, and one exam in social studies. So I started preparing myself because I knew that I need to rely only on myself. And I was lucky enough because God gave me talent, and my parents were very supportive to my goals and my desires and my dreams. After I was taking art classes throughout high school, plus I graduated high school with an advanced math that gave me enough knowledge and experience, so I will feel confident that I will get into the architectural University of Architecture and Civil Engineering and Geodesy in Bulgaria, which has architectural department, and it was the only one in the whole country. So it was very hard to get in this architectural department. Of course, in communist regime, there were many people that got in because they had privileges, but I had to rely on myself. And I had the very good course, so I got in, and that was fulfilling of my dreams. And I love architecture, and I love what I'm doing since then. And I'm happy that I'm able to work in architectural field as well.
I wonder if you experience challenges entering a traditionally male-dominated field. I'm not sure how Bulgaria would have compared to the United States, and I'm sure it's improving now. But what was that like being female among presumably mostly male students?
It's a very good question. This is a very interesting question. And I believe it's not only an architectural field, but all other fields that are male-dominated, it's very hard for any female to prove themselves. So in Bulgaria was not different because there is no difference in the world. I think everywhere in the world, it is dominating. You know, it is male-dominating profession. So it's hard for any female, unless you're Zaha Hadid, the world-famous architect, you know, and anybody that proved himself. That's why my love toward architecture helped me to work very hard to become to the point where I am right now.
Twice as good as the men, I bet, to prove yourself.
Exactly, and twice as hard.
So tell us how you came to the United States. You got your education, and now you're in the United States in the Kalamazoo area.
Yes. I have my master's degree in Bulgarian architecture in Bulgaria, and when I had the diploma examination, the jury of the examination talked to my dad, and they actually offered, they asked my dad if he will let me to stay in the university and do post-diploma studies. So I stayed for a couple more years. I took a couple more years of study. I had post-diploma study with scientific project. After that, after I had my post-diploma study examination, I was invited to work in the best possible company, architectural engineering company in the country, which was called Soft Project, and it was 1,200 people, architects and designers and engineers, and I was working on national and international projects. It was very interesting. And then in 1993, there was International Convention in Chicago, and it was 100 years of American Institute of Architects. And it was also 100 years of Bulgarian Union of Architects, which is a similar organization. And then there was a full airplane with architects and people from architectural field, like architects, sculptors, artists, and a full airplane with the architectural group that came to this international convention in Chicago. I met at the convention very nice couple from Kalamazoo, Arnie and Nancy Bunkley. And we met on the 72nd floor of John Hancock, which was the apartment of the Dean of Architectural Department of University of Illinois. This was her apartment. And it was fascinating. It was such a beautiful apartment. And I was looking at the window towards Lake Michigan and enjoying the view from the 72nd floor. And Nancy asked me, how would you like to see, how do we like to see, to, how is on the other side of Lake Michigan? And I was like, oh, I'd love to. anyway, we became friends, very quickly became friends. We went to dinner together. We went to lunches and coffee together, and we were kind of bumping into each other all the time while we were at the convention. You can imagine you're in Chicago and the convention is probably with many people, but we were bumping into each other with this couple, and I think it was all in God's plan. I think it was his orchestration that that happened, because
because here you are now in Kalamazoo.
I know, they are from Kalamazoo, and they invited us to Kalamazoo to stay with them for like a couple of days. After that, we went back to Chicago and stayed with a friend of ours from Bulgaria. And I got a phone call from Arnie Bunkley. He said, we found a lawyer. We would like to offer you to talk to you and the lawyer if we could offer you a position, a job. So that was like the dream come true. Everybody in the world, I believe, is dreaming for America. Is the symbol of freedom and the best country in the world, and everybody's dream to come here. And it was just like it was like unbelievable dream. But I believe that everything is in God. Everything was what God wanted me. God wanted me to be here. Probably because after I moved here, I became a Christian. So it was in God's plans, I guess.
It seems so. And now that you're in Kalamazoo, in Portage, actually, you have your own business called Adida,
yes,
which is an architectural and design business. So tell us about that.
Well, I have my own company overseas in Bulgaria, which has a similar name. And I've been dreaming when the economy was kind of down, there was not too much work, and I've been working from this architectural company for another architectural company, and I always wanted to design my own projects. I had a dream when I was in Bulgaria that I will be designing beautiful white houses in the States. So the name of the company is Adida Inc., which is an acronym for architectural design, interior design, and art. I love architecture, and in Bulgaria, everything was custom design. Old days, now it's different, but old days it was custom design, so you need to know where to place the building, you need to know the structure of the building, you need to know about aesthetics, you need to know about economics, you need to know about plumbing and heating and all kinds of stuff. Plus, you need to know about interior design, and I have experience in all of these areas, including furniture design overseas. So basically, my idol is my favorite architect is Frank Lloyd Wright, who actually does everything, like everything in his architecture is all like one.
Yes, he works with the landscape, and his furniture works with the house. Everything
yes,
is
everything
integrated.
Works together.
Yeah.
It's like one thing, one concept. So I would like to have all of these ideas included in my design as well.
And you've been in business now for what, about 30 years or so?
Actually, I've been in the States for 27 years, and I have about 15 years of experience. So it's about 42 years. I need to update my website. So it's quite a long time.
And I'll give you a chance to show off a little bit here, Valentina. You've received a lot of awards, haven't you? Tell us about some of the recognition that your business, Adida, has gained.
Yes, thank you. Adida Inc. specializes in additions, remodeling, new construction, and custom residential projects, and we also specialize on lakefront homes. Some of these projects that I've done have been published in Welcome Home magazine. Basically, there are four articles about my work in Welcome Home magazine. And I also have a profile on House, H-O-U-Z-Z, which is an international website for home designers and home builders and home designers and architects. And since I joined it, I have won four Best of House for Customer Service awards for 4 years in a row. And that is
quite an achievement, I would say.
Yes, and it's very rewarding. It's good to know that people like I have 30 reviews on my house profile. And it's good to know that that your clients like your work and your clients are happy from your work. And this is actually my philosophy, part of my philosophy too, to keep my clients happy, and to my clients' satisfaction of the design is number one priority. The designing process is it's a teamwork between client, builder, and designer or architect. And I think part of my success is exactly that.
We're talking to each other in the middle of a pandemic, actually, when everybody is stuck at home, almost everybody, and we're spending a lot of time inside our homes. And probably some of that time we look around and think, gee, I would like to improve this or that, or maybe even build a new home. What would you recommend to someone who, say, is listening to this and thinking, I want to give Adida a try? How does a customer begin? What do they need when they come to you to talk about a new project?
First of all, I need to know about the location of the project. If they have picked out, or if it's a new house, they need to know if they have picked the left already. Where is the orientation of the house? Where is north? Where the sun is coming from? Is it on a lake? Is it on a on a river? Is it on a wetland? Is it in the field?
So I imagine you must make a home visit when you first start with someone. Do you go out to their property to make an assessment?
Yes, if it's a new house, I need to see the property. Now with the coronavirus, it's a little bit harder because we need to stay home. I think they allow to start construction again. But it has been challenging these days because I've been having my meetings with my clients on Zoom, like video meeting. Thank God for the technology. We can do that. So basically, I've been working from home. So for me, it's not a different, too different for me because I've been working from home. The only challenging thing and the difference is that when I need to meet my clients, when I need to see the space like in reality, in person, you know, this is a little bit more challenging. So I've been waiting for lifting of the
stay-at-home order. Yeah.
Yeah, I have several projects that are under, several houses that are under construction, and I haven't been able to go and do check on them how they're doing. Of course, nothing has been done at this time, but I still like to keep an eye and during the construction how the things are going, if the builders have some questions. And the best thing is when the builders have... when they keep me involved and keep in touch with me during the construction as well. So this is very important.
Well, you certainly sound like a very hands-on architect / designer. So we will link to your website on ours at wmuk.org. And thank you so much, Valentina, for spending some time with us and letting us know about your journey here and how you're helping people build beautiful homes.
Thank you so much, Vinta, for this opportunity. I appreciate it very much.